New York City, we present Jean Hirschholt in a new Dr. Christian story called The Glamour Girl, presented for your enjoyment by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. Now here's a question for you. How deep is skin deep? Well, skin deep on the eyelids is often thinner than tissue paper, but on the sole of a bad leg could be as much as a quarter of an inch thick. Your skin, being a protective covering, grows thickest where it is exposed to pressure or friction. It's a wonderful organ, this skin of yours, and the body's first defense against infection. That's why it deserves special care whenever anything happens to it. Whenever you get a burn or a scald, a cut or a scratch, whenever your skin is chafed or chapped, give it the soothing protection of Vaseline Jelly. Vaseline Jelly is a safe, pure preparation that you can count on. It works in three important ways. First, it promotes healing. Second, it acts as a protective film when the skin is broken. Third, it lubricates and softens the skin by supplementing its natural oils. If you haven't Vaseline Jelly in your medicine cabinet, get some today. A generous jar or tube costs only 10 cents. New York at Christmas time is one of the most exciting places in the world. Exciting enough to lure our star, Jean Hirschholt, and our feminine lead for tonight, Gloria Holden, away even from Hollywood. And so our Dr. Christian drama comes to you this evening from the home of drama, the Great White Way in New York. The Columbia Playhouse here is filled with Jean Hirschholt fans, and the curtain is going up. The opening scene is laid in Faith Denton's new home, to which Dr. Christian has been summoned to prescribe for a bad case of nerves.
People don't just lie awake for no reason at all, Faith. If you are in good health, you fall asleep quickly after a busy day. And I suppose you are busy with this nice new house to run.
Oh, this is the first time you've been here since it was finished, isn't it? Remember the day Don and I planned it and brought the picture in the magazine down to show you?
I remember farther back than that. To the day when you came in to see me and tell me you were engaged and you were going to be married.
Yes, I remember that, too. We were pretty sentimental in those days, weren't we?
Well, aren't you and Don sentimental now, Faith?
Oh, men get over it after they've been married a while. At least everyone says they do.
Has Don?
I don't know. That is the...
Faith. Oh. Why don't you tell me the truth? You're worrying horrible about something, aren't you, child? Is it Don?
I don't know.
You're so jittery, Why, people notice it. Can't sleep nights. Can't even talk to me about it without crying. Yet you don't know what's troubling you. Oh, come, Faith, let the old doctor help. Can't prescribe until we have a diagnosis, you know.
But I don't know how to tell you. It sounds so silly.
What's silly?
My being afraid.
Afraid? What frightens you?
I'm afraid of losing Don.
Losing him? Has he been... Is he...
Oh, he hasn't done a thing, really. I guess it's only my foolishness. But I can't help it. It's driving me crazy, this idea that he might love someone else. That he'll get tired of me. I'm so miserable, I could die.
Why, Faith, in this new lovely home with everything to live for, you're talking about dying? Well, shame on you.
I know. But I can't seem to help it.
Faith, jealousy is a terrible thing.
Oh, it isn't jealousy, exactly. It's worse than that. It's, Dr. Christian, men are always attracted by girls who are gay and amusing, aren't they? And who know how to flatter them and who tell them how wonderful they are. Don's no exception.
Who's been telling him that?
Do you remember Brenda Baldwin?
Brenda Baldwin?
Hmm.
Oh, yes, of course I do, yes. Pretty little thing. Her mother used to take her into town every week for dancing lessons, and she always caught cold.
Well, Don used to like her a lot, I guess, but she wanted to go on the stage. She went to New York, and then I came along, and...
And Don fell in love with you and married you, and Brenda's headed for Hollywood, yeah? I remember now, I read it in the papers.
Well, Dr. Christian, Brenda Baldwin's home for the Christmas holidays.
Well?
Suppose Don finds out he loves her.
Finds out he loves her? Well, he loves you, Faith. Don's married to you. He's settled.
Settled? Well, that's just it, Dr. Christian. Don takes me completely for granted. I'm just a wife to him, somebody to order groceries and sew on buttons.
Oh,
and...
nonsense.
But it's glamorous girls he really likes. Girls who are exciting and mysterious like Brenda. It's just a game with them, usually, a sort of a line. But she is beautiful, Dr. Christian. Men have always been crazy about her.
But what makes you think that...
Well, when she found out she was coming here for the holidays, she wrote to Don, the first one. He showed me the letter.
Oh, you see, that...
And there have been several more since then, and he hasn't showed them to me. You know, he's head of the committee of the men's club that's putting on a special holiday movie for children in Rivers Hall. And Brenda's going to sing for them. And, of course, he'll be with her a lot.
Wait there. Don't cry like that. You'll make yourself sick.
No.
There.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you just let your imagination get the best of you. Why, Don would laugh.
Oh, you mustn't tell him. He mustn't know. You won't tell him, will you, Dr. Christian?
Not if you'll promise me to stop this right away and be your own self, sensible self.
But that's just it. I can't help myself. I'm so frightened. Dr. Christian, you know, I'm just a plain, simple sort of person. Quiet and domestic. I don't know how to be gay and alluring and mysterious like Brenda. I don't know how to flatter a man. I just love Don with all my heart. I'll die if he finds Brenda gives him something that I can't.
Faith, are you convinced that Don wants a glamour girl, I guess they called him?
I'm afraid he does, Dr. Christian.
Then why are you sitting here in bed crying? Why don't you give him one?
What?
Are you just going to hand your husband over to some other girl without even trying? Haven't you got any spirit? Can't you fight?
Yes, but I...
Oh, you're young and pretty and you've got brains. Use them. If your husband really likes girls with eyelashes half an inch longer than nature make them and their hair on corkscrew curls on top of their head so they look like their great-grandmothers, well, be one.
But, Dr. Christian, I...
If he admires girls who dance all night and sleep half the next day, let him find one right in here in his own home. He's got to have someone that can... Every man in town is trying to make dates with, well, then he's...
Why, Dr. Christian, you know...
Oh, well, I know that you won't make anybody. Might do Don good to know that you could. I'd back you against any girl in this town if you really put your heart into it.
Dr. Christian, do you really think I could be attractive again?
Why, you are attractive right now. Listen, Faith, I wouldn't take this, you're so wonderful girl, too seriously. Maybe all men don't fall for that sort of thing as easily as you think.
Well, you're the only man I know who wouldn't.
Well, come on now. Dry your eyes and call up a beauty shop. Are you going to the dance at the club tonight?
No, Dan spoke about it, but I thought I...
Well, you changed your mind. You're going.
Oh.
And you're going in a new dress you're going to order from town and get out here by special messenger. Do you want Brenda Baldwin to come back to Rivers End and find a field with no competition in it?
No.
Well, then get out of bed and bathe your eyes in cold water. I'll see you in my office in an hour and we'll plan a campaign.
All right.
Well, is it a promise?
Oh, Dr. Christian, with you to help me, I'm going to be this town's glamour girl number one.
Good.
Faith. Oh, Dr. Christian, how are you? I just stopped by for some papers. Hey, what are you doing here? I mean, there's nothing wrong, is there? Faith isn't...
Nothing wrong at all, Don, my boy. Faith's just fine.
I'm glad to hear that. She's been acting awfully low lately, and when I saw you for a moment, I thought maybe...
It's just a little indisposition, but I prescribed for her, Don. I think from now on, she's going to be better than she's ever been.
Oh, good.
In fact, my boy, she'll be so well, you'll be surprised. You'll really be surprised. Oh, jumping Jupiter.
Yes, sir. Oh, was it you, Dr. Christian, that just blew that tire?
Yeah, it certainly was. Well, if I had to blow a tire on a country road 5 miles from home, it was pretty smart of me to blow it right here in front of your station, wasn't it? How long will it take to fix it?
I'll change it right away for you, Dr. Christian.
I'll go ahead and phone Judy. The office is probably full of patients tonight. Better warn her, I'll be late.
Oh, the phone in the gas station's out of order, but there's one in the roadhouse.
No, I'll go in there. Hurry, won't you?
I'll do my best, Dr. Christian.
A waiter. May I use the phone?
Right there, sir.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Judy. Oh, I just had a blowout on the river road right in front of Jake's Roadhouse. Yeah, I'm phoning from there. They're changing the tire now. Yeah, it'll delay me about 20 minutes. I'll get in as soon as I can. All right. Goodbye. I'd like a cup of coffee. Bring it over to the table in the alcove, will you?
Yes, sir.
I'll sit there by the window so I can see when my car's ready. Why? Don Denton.
Oh, hello, Dr. Christian.
You took me by surprise. I didn't...
Dr. Christian, you remember Brenda Baldwin, don't you?
Well, I remember Dr. Christian. He used to come and see me when I was little and had the earache. Didn't you, Dr. Christian?
Yes, I did.
Won't you sit down here with us?
Well, I'll only be here for a minute. I'm having a tire changed.
We had some business to talk over, so...
Some plans for the New Year's children's entertainment.
Yeah, so we took a drive and stopped off here for some coffee.
Poor Don is so tired out. He needed to get away from all the confusion for a while and just talk quietly to someone who understands.
I see.
I was having such a gay time in New York, but it's nothing compared to River's End. I haven't had a moment to myself since I've been here. Parties every night. I hardly know the old town. I don't see how busy, important businessmen like Don stand it.
I didn't realize you were a social butterfly, Don.
Well, I'm not. I'm not ordinarily, but...
But Faith just drags him. Really, I was so astonished. Who would ever have thought of quiet little Faith developing into a glamour girl?
Faith? Is that what she is?
I never saw anything like it. All the men in town are simply mad about her. Dr. Christian, have you seen her in that new black dress?
No, I don't believe I have.
Well, I'm going to copy it. She won't even tell me where she got it, the meanie. It's stunning.
Well, I'm glad Riversend isn't boring you, Brenda.
Boring me? It's more likely to wear me out. I rescued Don by brute force this afternoon. Poor darling, he looks tired, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does look a little baggy around the eyes.
I haven't had an evening at home for weeks.
I think Don's wonderful. He was lonely in spite of all the gaiety. So I just said, Don, let's go someplace where it's quiet.
Well, it's quiet enough here. And you're going to have it all to yourselves. My car must be ready by now. Goodbye, Brenda.
Goodbye, Dr. Christian.
Bye, Don.
Oh, Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, just a minute.
Yes?
Dr. Christian, when you see Faith...
Well?
I wish you'd... if you don't mind... You see, I'd rather she didn't know...
You don't want me to tell her that you were up here today with Brenda?
Please don't.
Well, that's very considerate of you, Don. You think it would bother her?
I don't think it'd bother her at all. That's just it. She's probably off with somebody else having a gorgeous time and never giving a thought to me.
Faith? Why, I always thought Faith was the quietest, most domestic...
She used to be. But, Dr. Christian, you should see her now. She's gone crazy these last few weeks. All she thinks about is having a good time and being the life of the party. And that's just what she is, too.
Well, I once heard you say you like girls like that. So I suppose you're happier now.
Happier? Happier? How can I be happy? She isn't Faith at all anymore. The house is a mess. Everything's a mess. She just turned into one of those dizzy gals with a line. Doesn't care about anything anymore except having a good time.
Oh, but when she's at home...
She's never at home. Cocktail dates, dinner dates, dances.
Well, but she doesn't go out without you.
Oh, yes, she does. There are always half a dozen men ready to take her places if I'm too tired. I tell you, when I talk to a sweet, sensible girl like Brenda, I realize how meaningless life with Faith is getting to be.
What?
Dr. Christian, maybe you can talk to Faith. Maybe you can make her understand.
Understand what?
Understand that a man's got to have a little quiet and peace. That he doesn't want his wife to... Well, I just can't stand this sort of thing much longer.
You mean you don't like having Faith a glamour girl?
Like it. Dr. Christian, Faith and her glamour are driving me nuts.
Well, poor Christian, you interfere in Dr. Cupid. Now see what you've done.
We have a moment now for intermission. So before we resume the Dr. Christian program, we've a message of special interest to every woman who wants to look her best this New Year's Eve.
Maybe like me, Christmas shopping has left you feeling broke. But somehow or other, you're going to wangle a professional wave for New Year's Eve, even if you have to do your own shampooing. Well, I want to tell you how to give yourself a simple grand scalp treatment before your home shampoo. Ever since I discovered it, my friends have been telling me how soft and glossy and alive my hair looks. Now, this is what I do. Before shampooing my hair, I massage plenty of Vaseline hair tonic on my scalp and steam my head for 10 minutes with towels that have been wrung out in hot water. Now, doesn't that sound easy? And it's so inexpensive, too. I get several treatments out of the 40-cent bottle of Vaseline hair tonic.
Why don't you try a Vaseline hair tonic treatment before your next shampoo? It's really a hot oil treatment. For Vaseline hair tonic is a natural oil product that helps to supplement the natural scalp oils. It absolutely will not dry the hair, just leaves it soft and lustrous and better looking. Buy a bottle of Vaseline hair tonic tomorrow. The folder that comes with every bottle gives complete directions. The curtain is rising now on the next act of our Dr. Christian drama, Glamour Girl. The scene is the annual Christmas party given by the Men's Club of Rivers End for the school children. They've opened up the old River Hall for the occasion, and a special motion picture showing has been arranged. A big blizzard last night threatened to wreck the whole thing. But it has stopped snowing, the sun has come out, and in spite of the great snowdrifts, everyone is managing to get to the hall some way. Dr. Christian and Faith Denton watch the audience from backstage.
Faith, the auditorium's packed already. Come and look.
Hey,
Oh, I want to close to the stage.
Let's all go down in the first row.
Oh, you can't see the picture so well.
Yes, the men's club certainly has a crowd. Thank goodness it stopped snowing. This will be the best party they've ever had.
Yeah, thanks to Don.
Oh, thanks to Don and Brenda.
It didn't work, Faith.
Oh, Dr. Christian, it worked on everybody in town but Don. He doesn't like me as much this way as he did when I was just a frump of a housewife.
Perhaps my advice was wrong, Faith. Maybe I shouldn't have said...
Dr. Christian, I'm afraid that the thing has happened. Don and Brenda care for him.
Listen, Faith. I want to talk to you right after the performance.
Oh, you're here.
Oh, I thought you were coming back home to pick me up, Don.
Brenda had a lot of errands to do.
Don said you wanted to sleep late, so I kept him with me. We've been collecting presents. You know, the storm held everything up so that lots of people couldn't bring them in last night as they'd planned.
I was going to send the car back for you, Faith.
Oh, it didn't matter. Judge Morton brought me over.
Yes, I was sure somebody would. What time did you finally come home last night?
I didn't. We waited for daylight and had scrambled eggs at the lunch counter for breakfast. We got snowbound at the club last night, Dr. Christian. Don wouldn't believe me when I called up and told him I couldn't get home, but honestly, we had to wait for the snowplows.
Faith, I want to talk to you.
Dr. Christian, won't you come and help me put these things around the edge of the platform so we can pass them out to the children at the end of the show?
That's a fine thing to make a movie star do, play Porter.
Oh, I love it. Besides, they'll be my public one day.
Well, Donnie, having a nice vacation? You're too cross to talk to me. Well...
Stay here. I've got something to say to you.
But not here.
You're never home anymore. I've got to say it here.
Well, if you insist.
Won't take long. It's just that I'm through.
Through?
Last night was the last straw. Staying out all night.
But, Don, I was at the club. We really couldn't get out. The snow was...
I don't care where you were. If you'd been at home where you belonged, it wouldn't have happened.
Oh, Don.
I don't know what's come over you the past few weeks, but I do know...
Well,
that...
I know what's come over you. You've been cooed and fussed over and told how wonderful you are until you're dizzy.
Well, that's something that you haven't told me in a long time.
Oh, Don,
don't
really.
Don't bother. I'm going to California for the firm on Tuesday. I don't know when I'll be back.
California? Tuesday? Oh. You're not by any chance going with Brenda.
We'll be on the same train, if that's what you mean. Why not? It won't interfere with your good times any, will it?
Don,
it's time to begin. They want Dr. Christian to make a speech before the performance starts.
Is the auditorium filled?
Oh, it's simply packed. They're going to open the curtains now. Get in the wings, everybody.
Children! Children! All right. We've invited you here today as the guest of the Men's Club of Rivers End to see a special performance of...
What's that? I don't know.
Sounds as though something hit the roof.
A special performance of a motion picture program selected just for you. And to meet as our guest of honor...
Good heavens, Mr. Lester, we're through to the end. To get these kids out.
Yes,
look, they're knocking each other down trying to get to the door.
Yes.
Children! 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 Stand still! The roof is falling from the weight of the snow. But we'll get you out safely if you'll just not get excited.
Let's try and get them in line, Dr. Christian. Look out! Here comes some more bricks! Doctor, are you hurt?
Are you?
No, I'm all right.
Really?
Then let's organize these kids. We'll march them out. Brenda, you can play. Get to the piano and play for them. Play a lively march and sing.
I can't play. I'll be killed. Don, don't leave me. Oh, I'm afraid.
Brenda, it's the only way to save these children. Pull yourself together and play.
The rest of the roof's going to fall in a minute. Oh, I want to get out. Go on, Don.
Go on, Dr. Christian. Get the children in line. I'll play.
Well, I thought you didn't know how.
Well, I can play Onward Christian Soldiers.
Good for you.
That's the girl. Don, you take the ones at that side. I'll start over there.
Yeah.
Children, listen. Listen, if you do exactly what I tell you to, everybody will get out safely. Now form in line, two by two. When the music begins, march.
And sing, boys and girls, sing as you go. March out of here like soldiers. Ready now.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as you
are. Come on now.
Well, they keep on marching without the music.
Get her, Don. Get her.
Faith, stop playing now. Hurry.
Not till they're out.
Faith, come here. Faith, run. Run, come here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching at the
kids outside. They won't go home till we find out.
She ain't dead, is she, Mr. Denton?
I saw her when they carried her out. She looked awful white. Oh, Mr. Denton, please tell
me. I don't know. They won't let me in either. Dr. Christian's with her now in his private office.
Go away now, you youngsters, and don't bother Mr. Denton.
We ain't bothering him. She saved our lives, Mrs. Denton did. Can't we even know how she is?
No, go on. Get out now.
Oh, don't be cross with them, Brenda.
Oh.
Of course they want to know. Dr. Christian will come to the door and tell you just as soon as he can, buddy.
Okay.
Why doesn't he come out? Why doesn't he come out?
Don, don't act this way. I don't understand you.
You thought I was a self-centered, stupid beast who didn't love his own wife. Well, I probably acted like one.
Darling, you have a terrible bump on your forehead. Please let me put something on it.
I guess I needed to be hit by that brick to bring me to my senses.
I'll get a bandage.
Oh, no, let it alone.
Don. Oh, Don, don't you like me anymore?
Like you? Like you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Brenda, run along and let me alone for a while, will you? Until I know how Faith is, I don't believe I can talk very much.
But, Don, you said that you didn't
You didn't see her there, did you? No, you ran out the first thing. You didn't see her sitting there at the piano with the bricks and mortar falling all around her. Sitting there playing the only tune she knows for those kids to march out.
I still don't see what was the
sense. We'd never have gotten them out any other way. A few minutes more and they'd all have been buried under that roof. And I said she turned into a glamour girl. Oh, why doesn't Dr. Christian hurry? Do you suppose she's...
Don.
Yes?
You can come in now. Fate's conscious and asking for you.
But is she? Is she?
Her arm's broken, but I've said it. She's badly bruised, but she's going to be all right.
Oh, thank God. Faith.
Don.
Faith, Don.
Well, Brenda?
I suppose I might as well go home.
Yes, I think so. I'm afraid Don will be engaged for some time yet.
Dr. Christian, you don't think very much of me, do you?
Well, I don't know very much about you, Brenda. You're searching for happiness, I suppose, just like everybody else.
You see, Dr. Christian, I thought that... Oh, what's the use of trying to tell you? You never make mistakes.
Don't I? I've just escaped paying the penalty for a very bad one.
What was it?
Oh, faulty diagnosis, I guess.
Oh, a case?
Well, let's call it that.
Dr. Christian, you don't want to drive me home, do you?
Why, Brenda.
Don't men like you, big men who do such marvelous things, get a little lonely sometimes? Don't you ever long to just talk quietly to a girl who can really understand you?
Brenda, you just can't help it, can you? Even with the old doctor.
You? Old? You're the youngest man I know. Dr. Christian, I think you're wonderful.
And so the curtain falls on another drama of River's End, starring Gene Hirschholt. Mr. Hirschholt will be out in front in a moment to take a bow and to tell you about next week's program. But now a word about the products that make this program possible. Many women keep a jar of Vaseline jelly handy in the kitchen, as well as in the bathroom cabinet. It's always ready to give prompt first aid and costs you only 10 cents. Be sure to look for the famous Vaseline trademark when you buy. It is your guarantee of absolute purity. For Vaseline jelly is made by a special scientific process and refined until it is so pure you can eat it. It is, in fact, the finest product of its kind that can be made. So wonderful for the skin that it also has been made the base of a number of specialty products. Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. Ask your druggist about them. The artists featured in tonight's Dr. Christian drama were Gloria Holden, who played Faith Denton, James Meehan, who played Don Denton, Helen Walpole, who played Brenda Baldwin, and Francis Neighbors, Frank Butler, Betty Jane Tyler, Jackie Grimes, and Lawrence Robinson. And now our star, Gene Hirschholt, as Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, tell us something about next week's drama.
Well, next week's drama concerns my adventure with a destitute old lady here in River's End, whom I undertook to befriend against the advice of everybody in town. I called the story The Neediest Case, and I'm sure you'll get a good laugh out of it. In fact, I'm afraid the laugh is on me. So until next Tuesday night at the same hour, I'll say good night.
Don't miss next week's Dr. Christian drama, The Neediest Case, starring Gene Hirschholt, famous Hollywood actor in the title role, with Josephine Hull, Broadway star, and Gloria Holden, featured Hollywood player, in the supporting cast. Your announcer, Andre Baruch. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.